I find it ironic that this sense of enlightenment, this absolute conviction that truth is revealed at last, should derive from limbic structures concerned with emotions rather than from the thinking, rational parts of the brain that take so much pride in their ability to discern truth and falsehood. Neuroscientist V.S. Ramachandran. As we have seen, the hypothesis of a general connection between epilepsy, as understood today, and RSMEs is weak at best. However, we can't simply rule out the possibility that some epileptics may accidentally activate a God circuit during a seizure. A specific model of neuroscience underlies that idea. Pioneer surgeons and neuroscientists such as Paul Pierre Broca, 1824-80, and Carl Wernicke, 1848-1905, first learned which brain area usually correlates with a specific ability by studying patients who had lost the use of that area through brain damage. For example, an inability to speak pointed to Broca's area of the brain, and an inability to understand speech pointed to Wernicke's area. In the last half century, some epileptics have had their brains surgically split or half removed to counteract uncontrollable seizures. They, along with amputees who continue to feel pain in vanished limbs, have shed much light on the organization and reorganization of the human brain by volunteering for research. Following this model, we understand health by observing pathology. V.S. Ramachandran has attempted to pinpoint a God circuit by looking at temporal lobe epileptics who are thought to be obsessively religious. By the defects, we may know the talents. By the exceptions, we may discern the rules. By studying pathology, we may construct a model of health. Neuropsychologist Lawrence Miller. By studying neurological syndromes that have been largely ignored as curiosities or mere anomalies, we can sometimes acquire novel insights into the functions of the normal brain, how the normal brain works. Neuroscientist V.S. Ramachandran. Can an experiment decide? Ramachandran, director of the Center for Brain and Cognition at the University of California at San Diego, suggested in 1997 that he might indeed have uncovered a God circuit in the human brain that could underpin an evolutionary instinct for believing in religion. Media acclaim, of course, immediately followed. His team advanced expansive claims at the 1997 Society for Neuroscience meeting in New Orleans, including the following.